This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This program is produced on Wurundjeri country. This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
Hey, welcome into The Sound of Now, the podcast edition. My name's Triana Butler. I'm so glad you made it. This week on the radio show, we're joined by Briggs, a rapper, a comedy writer. He's done so many incredible things. Right now, he's the co-curator of a music festival called First and Forever that's going to be happening over at Hanging Rock in the end of November. It's going to be such an incredible lineup. Because he was in the studio with us, I've managed to grab the mics only feed, so you're not going to hear any of the music, but you'll hear the mics, you'll hear the conversation. Here is the full chat with Briggs about First and Forever Festival and the incredible lineup of artists on the bill. Oh my God, he's here, the Senator, Briggs, welcome.
Good evening, how are you?
Oh, it's brilliant to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. And you know, people who maybe are not familiar with your work as a comedy writer, as part of AB Original, as a rapper, who don't know all that, you know, we're based in Melbourne, so we can say, you know, people who are a fan of football.
It's a football city.
And in particular, you're a fan of the Bombers. You're involved at the 150-year anniversary match. You were doing the narration at the G.
Yeah, that was something else. You know what I mean? To stand there, packed house, the G, and do something like that. You know, I wrote it as well, and I had to learn it. I had one run through on the day. Yeah, it was something else.
Oh, mate, it was unbelievable. Like, I'm a Geelong supporter, and you know,
well done.
Thank you. We're doing great quite
club.
Well.
Great club.
But like the way that, like, I'm watching it from home, being like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in the AFL. Like,
oh,
I've never seen hype like this. It's incredible.
Well, like, one of the things about it, like everything I do, you know, and we'll get into the festival later, but I want to do stuff that, you know, rings true to me and also is of a standard that, you know, I watch a lot of American sports and like, you know, the EPL and stuff. And there's a different standard to the pageantry that comes along with it, you know what I mean? And like, I feel like in Australia, there's a lot of the tall poppy, you know what I mean, that people don't really want to go there, you know what I mean? They don't want to push it that far. But when you do, and you do it correctly, and you keep, you know, your values and stuff intact, you know what I mean, you bring that with it, it lands, you know what I mean? The same thing goes with everything I do, you know what I mean? You do it well, you know, you be audacious and brash, but as long as it has, you know, a moral compass that grounds it, you know what I mean? People can tell that it's still real, you know what I mean?
It's authentic.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I Great mean, you look at this lineup for First and Forever, and you talk about authenticity, and you talk about a whole new level. Like, the day this came out, this was announced, what, two Tuesdays ago, I want to say, and all I saw on Twitter that morning from the music community was, holy shit, this is incredible. Like, it's genuinely a new high watermark for events with First Nations people in this country. It looks incredible.
Yeah, thank you. It was, you know, it was something to put together. You know, Michael Gadinski hit me up back in 2020 and we started, you know, working on it, you know what I mean, and putting it together and curating it. And when he passed away, he kind of left the ball in my court to really get it done. And with that comes a lot of hard decisions that have to be made, you know what I mean? We've got 10 hours in a day and we can only fill it, you know what I mean, with so many artists. Like, the lineup is stacked, but there's so many more that we could add, you know what I mean? And moving forward, hopefully we could grow it and push it out and really, you know, have something that is, you know, of a standard that stands next to the Meritus and the Splendors and whatnot, you know what I mean? Like, that's my real goal, is to have something that's there that's First Nations focus and led, you know what I mean, that does, you know, cater to our artists and our audience.
So let's go through this list. Just honestly, for the rest of the show, I'm just going to go through the list and talk about some of these artists and play some of the music as well. If you listen to this show regularly, you know that we play a lot of these artists anyway. I mean, we got to brag about Thelma Plum right now.
She's the best.
What an incredible artist.
She's amazing. You know what I mean? Like, Thelma's just phenomenal. Phenomenal songwriter and singer. Great presence. Really funny person as well. And just amazing. Like, I just love it.
She's incredible. Let's get on something from Thelma Plum, who's one of these artists playing at First and Forever. It's going to be, did we mention it's live at Hanging Rock?
Yeah, at the Gathering Place at Hanging Rock. You know, the three local TOs all signed off on the poster and us doing it at Hanging Rock, you know, considering it's a, you know, it's a pretty special place for them. You know, the Jajabarung, the, you know, Tonarung and the Wurundjeri all come together and agreed to call it the Gathering Place, which is rare to get three groups to all agree on something. It's very, you know what I mean? It's hard, but we got there. But I think they could, you know, everyone can see the positivity in what we're doing here. It's all inclusive, you know what I mean? Like, everyone's welcome. And, like, that's something I really wanted to push with this. It's like this is not a political festival. It's not tied in with a point of view other than just being great and being yourself.
100%. Well, speaking of being great, let's get some Thelma Plum on. This is from that new EP, Mianjin, that is up for ARIA Awards this year. Like, so many ARIA Awards. This is The Brown Snake. You're on The Sound of Now. It's Joy 94.9. First and Forever, a celebration of black excellence live at Hanging Rock, curated by the Senator Briggs, who is with us today. Briggs.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Look, tell me through. Give me some of your favorite. I mean, it's difficult to pick favorites because, you know.
No, I pick favorites.
Pick favorites. Go, do it.
I love JK47. Obviously, I love Barker and Birds and my Bad Apples family. Alice Sky is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kobe D is probably pound for pound one of the greatest rappers in the country at the
100%.
Moment. Demila, you know, awesome DJ. Emma Donovan, in my opinion, is the best singer in the country. She's underutilized and I feel like underappreciated for how great she is. Everyone who hears it knows how good she is, but more people should be talking about how great Emma Donovan is. And then we get.
I mean, I was going to say, just on Emma Donovan, I had the privilege of meeting her at the Music Victoria Awards last year. And even when she's not in a performance space, when she's just hanging out backstage,
she's lovely.
She's got this beautiful presence about her. Yeah. You know, you feel like greatness has walked in the room.
She's great. She is great. And, like, you know, and then we have, you know, Christine Arnoux and Dan Sultan, you know, just legends. Jessica Malboy, legend. You know, we got young, you know, up-and-comers too who are doing amazing things, you know what I mean? Like, I call them up-and-comers because they're young, but they're killing it like a veteran would, like Budgera, King Stingray, and Baker Boy. You know what I mean? Like, forget about it. Like, just those three, just those three on a lineup is enough. We've got 20-something.
These top two rows, like Baker Boy, Budgera, Jess Malboy, King Stingray, Psycho, who I think is also incredible, and Thelma Plum. Like, getting them all in the same space is blowing my mind.
It's crazy. You know, Electric Fields, you know, Ziggy, you know, Barker's so much fun. I love Chloe. She's amazing.
And the Black Matriarchy EP is just one of a kind.
And it's nominated, you know, first EP, first ARIA nom. You know, she's doing great. And, like, the thing about this is, like, you know, I wanted to show the wide array of genre within our community. You know what I mean? Like, not everyone's on the same note doing the same style of music. I wanted to show that there's so many different, you know, genres, even just within, you know, the Indigenous First Nations, Blackfellas, whatever community. You know what I mean? And, like, as I said, it's inclusive. Everyone's welcome. Kids under 12 are free.
Big
the festival.
That's big.
Well, it's like, you know, you just want as many families and kids to be able to enjoy it. You know what I mean? Like it's all good. You know, like, that's what it should be about. You know, growing that out, and, you know, maybe they might not be free in years to come because maybe we're just out there doing it big. No, we'll probably keep that. But, like, but, you know, I had a great few conversations with Paul Kelly about the lineup and. And, you know, he's a gem.
Yeah, what's it like having that conversation with someone
who's
so well-renowned?
Well, we're just walking our dogs over in St Kilda, you know what I mean, and took them down the beach, and we just had a chat. You know, just, you know, one thing that we both agreed on was, like, when MG passed, was that we will get this done. We will get this over the line. Even if it's just once, you know what I mean? Like, we will get it over the line. And, yeah, you know, it was really important for us to be able to you know, be inclusive as possible for so many nations, you know, around the country. And hopefully next year we can do it bigger and we can do it better and have more people who had to make a lot of hard decisions.
I'm going to let you take over the playlist and just pick whatever you want to play for the rest of this in just a sec. But before we get there, you brought up Michael Gudinski, the late, great Michael Gudinski. And, you know, I remember hearing around about the time that he passed, you know, he was like, there was discussion of a TV show that he'd been working on through the pandemic, and which obviously you were on with Mookie. Mm. He had these ideas about, was it Sounds Better Together? Was the kind of big comeback after COVID festival that ran in regional areas. And I remember hearing if there was something around First Nations artists that was going to be happening and that it was in the works. I remember hearing about this even back then, before whether there was a name or names attached to it.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a while coming. It's been...
Yeah. Now, this is it. You know, PK mentioned it at his funeral as well, and said that, you know, something was coming and we're working on this thing, and this is what we've been working on. It's finally seeing, you know, the light, finally. It's a lot of hard work. You know, his team at Mushroom Group and Frontier have all worked incredibly hard, and they've all embodied his enthusiasm and brought it to the table, and everyone's got their fingerprint, you know, on this festival, doing their part, and, you know, just bringing it back to the lineup. You know, how could you not be enthusiastic about it? It's crazy. Like, this is a top to bottom, top tier lineup. This could be any festival, really. Truly, you know, but like, it just so happens this is mine. And soon, on the 27th, it'll be ours.
Joined by Briggs, the co-curator of First and Forever, a celebration of Black excellence live at Hanging Rock. Briggs, it's so bloody brilliant to have you here in the studio.
Hey, appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, now, it's my pleasure. And what I try to do as much as I can with this show, like regular listeners of the show will know, is that we try and be as reflective of the wider population as we can, and try to be really diverse and broad with the new sounds coming through. A lot of these artists are artists that we've played on the show here. Some of them, not so much. So I'm just going to give it completely over to you. Pick an artist, tell me what you love about them. Pick an artist that is doing something really incredible on this lineup, and we'll just play whatever you want. Go for it. It's all you.
Well, if I'm going to pick the artist, you got to pick the song.
Where are we starting?
Let's start off with like the true matriarch queen of this, Emma Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. Her voice is just incredible. You know, her with the putbacks is something to see. It's something else, man. Like, I just feel like Em is so amazing and great. I feel like she should be 1,000 times more famous and bigger than she is. And yeah, I just love her. So let's start with Emma Donovan, and you pick the song.
Oh God. Okay. This is pressure. I mean, I can't pick one of these. This is too much. Let's do Love Without Limit.
Bet.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Love Without Limit. Emma Donovan. This is the sound of now. Joy 94.9. That's Emma Donovan and the putbacks. Love Without Limit, as selected by Briggs, who's heading up First and Forever, a celebration of Black excellence live at Hanging Rock. Have we mentioned that this is all one stage, by the way, all these artists?
That's the nightmare.
I feel like it should be, you know, three stages and you can kind of tune in and tune out, but it's all on one stage and you get to see everything.
And we got
to
figure that out. just let us...
Oh, no.
Let us work that out.
I do not envy you. My goodness.
No, it's hard enough picking the lineup, and then getting everybody, you know, on stage and off is going to be the other tough part.
Yeah, sticking to time. Have you got like a time you got to be out by, or are we just going to roll through till 4 a.m.?
Oh, man. I don't have 4 a.m. in me anymore. You know what I mean? I'm an old man. I don't have 4 a.m. in me. Like, we got to be out of there by 10. 10. I'm in bed 10:30.
Well, we got a bunch of artists that we got the whole lineup in front of us, and you can just pick a bunch of the songs off it, a bunch of the artists. Who do you want to go to next?
Let's jump in with Birds and do Baggy Lamb Bargain. That's my man. Birds from Bad Apples Music, you know, a great artist, great MC. Just been holding it down for years now. And Baggy Lamb, I feel like that's where he really hit his stride. Like, he killed that. And you can hear it in the track, you know, with his cousin Fred Leone, another amazing artist. Let's jump into that.
Yeah.
Birds and Baggy Lamb Bargain.
That's Birds with Baggy Lamb Bargun. It's Fred Leone on the track as well. This is The Sound of Now. You're on Joy 94.9. Briggs taking over the show, playing a bunch of artists who are playing at First and Forever, a celebration of Black excellence live at Hanging Rock. Now, we haven't mentioned tickets yet. They went on sale on Friday. You can just Google First and Forever.
It's very cheap.
it's actually, for the level of talent that you've got on this list, I cannot believe the price that we cannot say on air.
I can't believe the price. I put it together. When they told me how much it was going to, I was like, what?
Yeah, you'll better be selling merch or something to help us put this. I'll
put my own merch out there. I reckon Briggs First and Forever t-shirts coming at you.
Have we got you performing there? Like, your name's not officially on the line. I'd be just a curation kind of thing.
In my heart, I couldn't make that decision of who can and can't play without taking myself out of the equation. I'm not about to take someone's spot who, you know what I mean? Like, who else should be on the... Like, should I jump up and grab a microphone and guest appearance on someone's set? Maybe. Possibly. But, yeah, at this point, I'm just winging it.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. All right. You know what I mean?
We'll make that happen. All right, so First and Forever is the name of the festival.
If we sell it out, I'll do it.
Okay, there's your incentive. There's your incentive. All right, we got one more song that we can get out. Go for it. Take your pick of the board.
Actually, I'm going to switch it up. These guys are one of my favorite bands at the moment, King Stingray.
Oh, yes.
And let's play my favorite song by them. It's a little bit older than, you know, I know they got new tracks out and whatnot, but this is my favorite joint. Still on my playlist of my favorite songs. This is Get Me Out.
Yeah, right. Now, these guys also nominated for ARIAs a whole bunch this year.
There's a bulk nominations in this lineup. You know what I mean? Like Baker Boy, Budgera, King Stingray. I know Thelma's got a couple. You know, I think Emma's in there too.
Tasman Keith doesn't have one, but that's a whole nother discussion. Tasman Keith, respect on the name if we could, please. All right,
and
here we
Barker.
Go. Barker. Oh my God,
Barker,
yes.
Barker, first EP, first nom. Congratulations, Chloe.
Oh, and Black Matriarchy just...
What a boss.
Incredible. Such a boss. All right, so it's First and Forever, a celebration of Black excellence. You can just search First and Forever and it'll show up online. Briggs, thanks so much for joining us today.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me. Thanks, everybody listening out there. I'll be back real soon with new music as well.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, before you go, tell us about that. What's the plan?
We're just working on demos. We're cutting stuff. AB Original will be back real soon, probably around the same time as this drops. We got some new songs and whatnot. I'm probably telling you too much. My manager's probably going to have a heart attack.
Your manager is on the other side of the soundproof booth looking in, and she's looking at her phone, so can't see it. We're fine.
Fantastic.
All right. Here's the song. Sorry, it was King Stingray. Which track was it?
Get Me Out.
Yeah. That's The Sound of Now for tonight. Playlist on the website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow. Catch you next week. Bye.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Huge thank you to Briggs for taking the time to come into the Joy Studios and talk about First and Forever Festival. It was incredible to be able to chat with you, man. I really appreciate your efforts. Do not miss First and Forever Festival. I'm going to be there. If you're coming, I will see you there. If you've enjoyed this podcast, consider subscribing so that it pops up in your podcast app of choice each time there's a new episode. Or, you can just jump on social media and share it with people. That's completely free to do. It's legal and they can't stop you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, the radio version of The Sound of Now is live Monday nights at 6 p.m. only on Joy 94.9 and is streamed wherever you are in the world on iHeartRadio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.